They press not so upon me, and far off. If you have tears, prepare to shed them now. You all do know this mantle. I remember the first time ever Caesar put it on. It was on a summer's evening in his tent. That day he overcame the Nervii. Look, in this place ran Cassius' dagger through. See what a rent the envious Castor made. Through this, the well-beloved Brutus stabbed. And as he plucked his cursed steel away, mark how the blood of Caesar followed it, as rushing out of doors to be resolved, if Brutus so unkindly knocked, or no. For Brutus, as you know, was Caesar's angel. Judge, O you gods, how dearly Caesar loved him. This was the most unkindest cut of all, for when the noble Caesar saw him stab, in gratitude more strong than traitor's arms, quite vanquished him, then burst his mighty heart, and in his mantle muffling up his face, even at the base of Pompey's statue, which all the time ran blood, great Caesar fell. Oh, what a fall was there, my countrymen. Then I and you and all of us fell down, whilst bloody treason flourished over us. Oh, now you weep, and I perceive you feel the dint of pity. These are gracious drops. Kind souls, what weep you when you but behold our Caesar's vesture wounded? Look you here, here is himself, marred, as you see, with traitors. Hey, countrymen! Good friends, sweet friends, let me not stir you up to such a sudden flood of mutiny. They that have done this deed are honorable. What private griefs they have, alas, I know not, that made them do it. They are wise and honorable, and will no doubt with reasons answer you. I come not, friends, to steal away your heart. I am no orator as Brutus is, but as you know me all, a plain, blunt man that loves my friend, and that they know full well that gave me public leave to speak of him, for I have neither wit nor words nor worth, action nor utterance, nor the power of speech to stir men's blood. I only speak right on. I tell you that which you yourselves do know, show you sweet Caesar's wound, poor, poor, dumb mouth, and bid them speak for me. But where I, Brutus, and Brutus Antony, there were an Antony would ruffle up your spirit and put a tongue in every wound of Caesar that should move the stones of Rome to rise and mutiny. Yet hear me, countrymen, yet hear me speak. Why, friends, you go to do you know not what. Wherein hath Caesar thus deserved your love? Alas, you know not. I must tell you then, you have forgot the will I told you of. Here is the will, and under Caesar's seal, to every Roman citizen he gives, to every several man, 75 drachmas. Hear me with patience. Moreover, he hath left you all his walks, his private arbors and new planted orchards on this side Tiber. He hath left them you and to your heirs forever. Common pleasures to walk abroad and recreate yourselves. Here was a Caesar. When comes such another? Now let it work. Mischief, thou art afoot. Take thou what cost thou wilt.